KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. I'm joined by my banter buddy, Matt Bellany. And Matt, big breakthrough, finally, for HBO Max, the Warner Media streaming service, which where they have been putting a great deal of energy to try to make that thing go after a terrible launch. One of their big problems had been that they weren't carried by Roku. And Roku, aside from being in my home, is a big, big deal with many people who use that to stream. And Roku has gotten to be a gigantic thing and is playing incredible hardball with these companies, with these streamers, to exert their will to get a piece of the money that is going to be generated from these streaming services.
Yeah, and you can do that when you have about 40% of the market and you are now the gatekeeper for streaming content. And this has put Roku in a fabulous position. Their stock is way up. They're worth about $42 billion, bigger than Viacom CBS, a media company. And they're doing it because they were in early and they have the connectivity. They are the gatekeeper for streaming. So when you have that, you can play hardball with these big companies. They had NBC Universal by the throat this summer over Peacock. They weren't letting Peacock onto the Roku service. And they had HBO Max as well. They essentially forced Warner Media to sacrifice their entire 2021 movie slate and put it on HBO Max, including Wonder Woman, in order to force Roku's hand and get a deal done.
I don't know if they had to put the entire slate for the full year on there to force their hand. I mean, a few big movies probably would have done it eventually. But what's fascinating is they're like, we want you to give us content because we have a thing called the Roku channel. We want you to give us some of your ad revenue when you launch an ad-supported streaming service connected to HBO Max, as they are intending to do, a version of it which is ad-supported and theoretically less expensive. Of course, these companies, these media companies don't want to do that. They're like, you know, we're going to spend a fortune on content. We need profit. But Roku is a tough player right now, and it's a new world that they're getting squeezed on both ends, these companies.
Yeah, but there's no choice. I mean, this is all just the modern equivalent of a carriage dispute that used to happen between cable companies and the channel providers. They used to fight. It would go down to the wire, and they would ask for extraordinary concessions and high, you know, channel fees. And all of a sudden, you know, once football came around or once the fall season came around, there's something that forces their hand and makes them do a deal. And this is what we have here. This is just the digital equivalent of an old-fashioned carriage dispute.
And you'll be able to watch Wonder Woman 84 on your Roku device starting and the rest of their movies, theoretically, if they can get away with doing this at Warner Media, putting them all on the streamer. So we have that to look forward to for the fans. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, former editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.